So this was a very strong experience for me of permanence, immovability, and solidity. Now, I'm telling you this story because, well, I don't really have a lot of experience of elephants. Elephants are normally associated with, well, the Buddha Akshobhya. They're very solid, they're not easily movable, you can't push them around, and, well, they're normally, this is what people usually talk about with Akshobhya, Buddha, immovability. So I've talked a bit more about something else. So who is Akshobhya? Who is Akshobhya Buddha? What are his features? We've entered the mandala, it seems. Gaurava helped us through that last night. And now we're at the entrance to the mandala, the entrance to the south of the mandala, Akshobhya. So what are his features? What are his associations? What are his qualities and characteristics? We need to explore him. But before I launch into a description of Akshobhya, before we encounter the Buddha, I thought I would just sort of make a point about how we do this. When we encounter a Buddha, it's potentially a very deep experience. These days, in modern Buddhism, we have access to all sorts of pictures and rupas of Buddhism. It hasn't always been like this. We're quite familiar with Buddhas, but in a way, I think we don't always see them, fully see Buddhas in the way that we could do. It's a good thing to prepare yourself for seeing a Buddha. It's a good thing to get yourself in exactly the right frame of mind. After all, they're archetypal spiritual figures. They represent the enlightened mind. They can affect us. They can move us. They can stir us up. They can alarm us, even. They can, well, resonate with us, and at best they can inspire us, to change our lives, change for the better. So if you're new to Akshobhya, well, prepare yourself. If you're of long and familiar acquaintance, well, prepare yourself. Yeah, listen to the description of Akshobhya with an open and imaginative ear. You might feel connections. You might feel resonances with the figure. You might be interested. You might have aversions even to elements of the figure, to the description. But open yourself. It could be a colour. It could be a gesture, a symbol, a feature that impresses itself upon you, just like those Lakeland mountains impressed themselves upon me all those years ago. And I think it's a bit like that with ordinary human beings as well. We've been doing communication exercises here. When we meet another human being, it's quite a remarkable thing. There's a little piece in Pieces of Fire by Sangharakshita where he talks about meeting human beings. Here we go. Getting truly to know another human being is like exploring a new continent or another world. One plunges into abysses, wanders among lofty mountains, is lost in the depths of mysterious forests, rests in bowers of roses with the brook sparkling beside one and the birds singing in the branches overhead, and stands on lonely shores gazing out over the illimitable expanse of sunlit waters. So that's just human beings, yeah? That's just ordinary human beings. How much more so with a Buddha or a Bodhisattva, an archetypal being? So we need to prepare ourselves.